bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. I thank you for tuning in on the night. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We want to thank you for another day. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to come before you on this broadcast. We pray that you touch us right now, Lord. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done. Bless the souls of men. Touch them right now, Lord. Give strength. Oh, my God, to the weak. Heal them that are sick. And deliver them that are bound. Pray that you can back and touch his body right now, Lord. Move your spirit, Lord. Move the pain, oh, Lord. Love him, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal his body, Lord. You said with your stripes, we are healed. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. We want to move tonight, oh, Lord. Touch some heart tonight. Touch some soul tonight, Lord. Somebody want to get to know you. Somebody want to seek your face, oh, Lord. Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you look on Andrew Marshall. Touch his body right now, Lord. Look on him with a pitiful eye. Have mercy on him tonight, Lord. Touch his mind, oh, Lord. Touch his soul, Jesus. Help him to give his life back to you, Lord. Help him, Lord, to turn from his way. Help him bring your faith. In the name of Jesus, have compassion on him, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able to save. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let sin be forgiven. Move tonight, Lord. We're looking to you, Jesus. Our trust is in you tonight. We need you to move for us, oh, Lord. We need you, Jesus, to take control tonight, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let thy blood cover. Wash, oh, Lord. Make every withhold, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, pray that you look on that brother. Look on Logan. Touch him right now, Lord. Wherever he is, touch his mind, oh, Lord. Touch his heart, Jesus. Oh, my God. Saving Jesus before it's too late, Lord. Have mercy on him, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. You're able to save, Lord. I pray that you look on Larry. Touch his body right now. Touch his mind. Help him, oh, Lord, to give up the victory. Help him, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help him to see your face. Help him to turn from his way. In the name of Jesus, look on that soul, oh, Lord. They need to make a change. Help them, oh, Lord, to give their life to you. Help them to seek your faith, calling upon the name of Jesus. Help them, oh, Lord, to run for their lives. Jesus, Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We know you're a merciful God. You've saved us, oh, Lord, and we know you can save them. We know you can deliver. Be merciful tonight, Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch with your finger of love. Touch right now, Lord. Jesus, somebody is carrying a heavy burden. Lift the burden, oh, Lord. Strengthen the soul, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, look on the bereaved family. I pray that you have mercy on them, Lord. Comfort their souls, oh, Lord. Jesus, lift their burden, oh, Jesus. Lord. Take them through their time of bereavement. Help them to look to you, Lord. Let them realize that you are their help. In the name of Jesus, help today, Lord. We are calling on you, Lord. We come to you, Lord. You are our help.
Yes, Lord.
No other help we know. Glory, glory. We're dependent on you, Lord. We are looking to you, Lord. The author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, oh, Lord. Give us the strength. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Jesus, help us to put our faith to work. Help us, oh Lord, to take you at your word. Help us to stretch out on thy word. Help us to stretch out by faith, taking you at your word, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Jesus. We want to make this journey, Lord. We want to endure until the end. We want to make it into thy kingdom, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to consecrate ourselves, to rededicate ourselves unto thee, oh Lord. Renew us, oh Lord. Revive us. Help us to stir up the gift that is in us, oh Lord. Help us to work for you while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. Lord, we are looking to you, Lord. Jesus, help us, oh Lord. Help us to be about your business, oh Lord. Help us to seek to please you in every way, oh Lord. Help us to deny ourselves, not our will, but let your will be done. Help us, oh Lord. We're seeking to please you, oh Lord, and not ourselves. Help us today, oh Lord. We believe you today. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your
goodness
and mercy. Let your will be done. And we will give back and the praise. The glory and the honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer. At this time, we're going to be reading from the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank God for the reading of the 100 number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the opening prayer and for the opening scripture. And we just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also follow us at radio.com/radio5FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService1Full, and one is O-N-E. And added to our prayer list, we have Deacon Albert Mack. We want to continue to pray for the Breed Gale family, and we want to continue to pray for Logan and Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for all unsaved family members, Mika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Demetra Blackshears, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Charlie Donaldson, Andrew Marshall, Celeste Hall, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have, and I would just like to sing this song.
All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. He touched and he healed the lame man. They tell me that he fed 5,000 too. And if you have the faith to believe him, he will do the same for you. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus.
I don't mind if you touch me now. Touch me, Lord Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch from the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have word and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for being here. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. I just thank the Lord for the opening prayer and God's anointing, how I felt the presence of the Lord during that prayer and his touch. Praise Amen. The Lord, and thank God for the opening scripture. Amen. Thank God for the beautiful selection. I just thank God for just blessing us to be here one more time, and we're here to enjoy the Lord. We are here to be blessed of the Lord. And I want to encourage you to do as the scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Give God praise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Be glad about serving the Lord. Don't let the enemy put a frown on your face, but be glad about serving the Lord. Be glad about what you're doing for God. Praise the Lord. And one thing that happens is, if you're doing it unwillingly, you're going to be miserable.
Amen.
Even God may not be pleased with what you offer. But when you offer praises unto God, do it with joy. Hallelujah. Bible lets us know that with joy, we draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the joy that the Lord gives, it's not as the world gives, and because the world can't give us this joy, they can't take it away. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for blessing us. I praise the Lord. I thank him for all things, and I want to encourage you tonight to just listen carefully to the word of God and hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. I believe God has a word for all of us who are listening. And I want to encourage you also to invite someone else to tune in and listen. Spread the word. Let others know that God's word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is being preached every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock and every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So give somebody else that invitation. Invite them to be blessed through the Gospel Truth Radio Ministry. Praise be to God. And at this time, let us prepare our hearts for the Word of God. And I tell you, God has truly been sending his Word and his anointing.
Yes, he
has. And souls are being blessed in a great and a mighty way. So you want to get this Word out. You want to spread the Word. Amen. Invite someone else. At this time, we're going to get on out of the way and introduce the speaker in the person of our host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray along with her and for her as she brings forth the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Patience coming through, Pastor Sheila. I mean, I tell you, God is good, and we have a right to thank the Lord and to be thankful unto him and bless his holy name, because the Lord has been good to us, and he's been merciful unto us. We don't deserve it, but we ought to give God some kind of praise for what he has done for us. Even if he just lets you wake up today and you have the activity of your limbs, you can see, you can hear, You can smell, you can eat, you can walk and talk. That's a blessing all by itself. That's enough to give God glory and praise for what he has done. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. I praise him for what he is doing, and I thank God for the song that was sang. I thank God for the scripture reading, for the opening prayer, for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. Now, at this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this chance to project the word of God. We pray that you will have your way. Let your will be done. Send your word and send your anointing. Let it touch some soul, break up some stony heart, change some mind, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us turn in our Bibles to the Word of God, St. John, the 3rd chapter. Very familiar passages of scriptures. St. John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Also, we want to go over to 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 9. And it reads, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And we want to go also over to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, the 7th chapter. 7th chapter of the book of Revelation. And we are going to go to verse 15 throughout 7. Verse 15 throughout verse 17. Revelation 7 and 15, therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them to living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Praise the Lord. My title tonight is The Promise of Eternal Life. And my theme If you believe on Jesus, you can have everlasting life. We know that Jesus was the Son of God, and he came in the likeness of sinful flesh that we, as the sinners, could be saved. God looked down on man, and he saw that we needed a redeemer. He saw that we needed our sins forgiven. So he sent his only begotten Son to come into this world to save us from our sins. Now, God has given us a great opportunity to receive everlasting life. Glory to God, and I thank God for this opportunity. And the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same bore witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for his word. And the Bible says in the 14th verse, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Lord Jesus was in the beginning with God, and he was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God sent his Son in the form of a man that he might be able to feel what we feel. So Jesus was able to feel the pain that we feel. Glory to God, but he gave his life that we might have eternal life. And when I think of everlasting life, I think of a lasting or enduring through all time. Eternal life is spiritual existence transcending physical death. God will give you life if you receive the Word of God, everlasting life. If you receive the Word of God, and if you believe on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you can have this everlasting life. It's unto you and unto your children's children and to them that are far off. Glory to God. God made it possible that even those that are way down the line of time, they can also receive everlasting life. But you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that he is the Son of God and that he came into the world to save a wretch like you and I. He went up on Calvary's cross, and he gave his life. They thrust him in the side. They pierced him in his side. They put nails in his hands. They put a crown of thorns on his head, and they belittled him. Hallelujah. They railed on him about him. They scorned him. They smote him. They smacked him. Lord have mercy. But Jesus, he asked his Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. They didn't know what they were doing, but they were crucifying the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. But the Bible tells us that for whosoever believeth on the name of Jesus Christ, they can have eternal life. I don't know about you, but I believe the word of God, and I accept this eternal life. I don't want my soul to be lost, but I want to live. I want to live forever. Hallelujah. I don't want my soul to go to that lake of fire and burn forever and ever. That's why I decided to make Jesus my choice. I believe on the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father. And he made a promise unto everyone that if you believe on the Son of God, you can have eternal life. I don't know about you, but I believe him. I believe the word of God. I believe the covenant that God made with us. I believe the promise and the declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something. Glory to God. He made this promise with us that if we believe on the Son of God, he pledged to give us eternal life. He expects for us to receive the word of God. And Jesus will give us that life everlasting, lasting or enduring through all time. I thank God for this life that he has already given us because we believe on the Son of God. And we know that Jesus was the one that gave his life. We know that this is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I heard Jesus when he asked the disciples, whom do men say that I am? And they said, some say that thou art Elias. Some say thou art Elias. But Jesus said, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you. But God, I said, God revealed it unto Peter that surely this was the Son of God. I'm reminded of the word when Jesus was hanging on the cross and when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus began to cry, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. And he said, it is finished. It is finished. And the Bible says the sun began to get dark. Hallelujah. And the linen that was in the temple began to rent in twain. And the servants that were standing by, the soldiers that were standing by, said, surely, surely, this was the Son of God. They realized that this was Christ, the Son of the living God. So Jesus, I said, Jesus, he is the Son of God. I believe him today, and I receive eternal life. Glory to God. That everlasting life that Jesus gave to everyone that believes on the name of the Lord. Jesus told the disciples, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Hallelujah. He said he's going to come again, and he's going to receive us unto himself. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible tells us, see, once you receive Christ in your life, the Spirit of God who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as he raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal body by this same Spirit living within you. Jesus, he will give you life. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. The Bible says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwell in you, he that raised dead shall also quicken your mortal body. He's going to make you alive by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Glory to God. Jesus will give you life, life abundantly. He said he was going away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we may be also. And I thank God that he gave his life. I thank God that he got up from the grave. I thank God that he went back to his Father and he prepared a place for you and I. I'm thankful for what Christ has done in my life. He didn't have to give me this life. You know, we already have eternal life if we believe on Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He gave it to us, and by faith, we take God at his word. We believe him, and we believe that when he returns, we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Why? Because we have believed on the only begotten Son of God. We believe God, and we take him at his word, because his word is true. God's word is right. Glory to God. He's able to take us through if we just hold on to God's word. Don't let nobody change our mind, but just hold on to what God has done. Hold on to what he's done in your life. Continue to believe God. Continue to take him at his word. Continue to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, but it's eternal.
Eternal
in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. This old earthly body may be dissolved, but we have a building of God. It's in house that's not made with hands. No man made this house, but this house was made without hands. Glory to God, eternal in the heaven. Glory to God, it's made, it's in house, not made with hands, but it's eternal in the heavens. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you.
God made this place just so you and I can go and be there and live in a beautiful mansion, a mansion that's not made by hand, but God, our God, made it possible. When he gave his life, he made it possible. Glory to God, because God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You shouldn't perish, but you should have everlasting life. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's
Thank
not
you,
his will that any should perish, but that all should come up to repentance. God made a way that we can repent of our sins and be washed in the blood of the Lamb and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus made it possible. And when you receive this eternal life, and when Jesus come back and catch you up, you don't have to worry about crying anymore. No more crying. The Bible said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. No more death. We won't have to mourn over the death of loved ones. It won't be no more death. Neither sorrows nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are the way. All things are become new. We don't have to worry about the things in the past. Glory, glory. The Bible says in Daniel, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. They're going to awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. I don't want that to be me. I don't want to wake up in shame and stand before God in everlasting contempt. But that's the way it's going to be for every unbeliever, those that don't want to believe on Jesus Christ, those that don't want to believe that Jesus came in the flesh and that he suffered and died and gave his life for us. Those who say he was just a prophet, hallelujah, those who don't want to believe that Jesus is coming back a second time. But I don't want to be in that kind of a situation, because when Jesus comes, some is going to be taken up and some is going to be left. And those who continue to sin, they're going to be left behind. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have that life. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank Jesus. I thank
thank him you. For this life. Life yes, in Christ. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
we have that life. Glory to God. We don't have to get paid for the wages of sin because Christ has given us life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Touch, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord
Jesus.
The Bible says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in corruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Glory to God. I'm worried about that spiritual body. I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I don't want to be left out here after all my labor, all my sacrifice. God knows I don't want to be in content forever as long as God lives. But I want to be ready. I want to be ready to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Glory to God in that great resurrection day.
Yes,
I heard Jesus when he began to say, he said unto Lazarus, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Yes, I believe it. I believe it today. Yes, I'm a believer. Glory to God, I'm a believer. Regardless of what the devil said, I believe God's word. I take him at his word. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God abided forever. Mm-hmm. God's word is right, and it stands sure. And this is a promise that he has promised unto us, even eternal life. He promised eternal life. Glory to God. To everyone that believes on his name. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Lord, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to be doing evil. I want to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. I want to do that which is good. The Bible said the ones that had done that which was good, they're going to come forth. Hallelujah. But they're going to come forth unto the resurrection of life. Yes. Life.
Yes.
And not death.
Right.
Glory to God. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm preaching for. If I thought that I wasn't going to make it, glory to God, I'll pray. Lord, have mercy. And if I thought that I wasn't right, glory to God, I get somewhere and pray, fall on my knees and call on the name of Jesus and seek the Lord until he rain righteousness. Glory to God. The Lord is real. The promise of eternal life
if we just believe on Jesus, we can have everlasting life. And those that have already received Christ, we already have life. We have life, everlasting life, with Christ by faith. I thank God for his word on the night. At this time, there may be somebody that wants this everlasting life. There may be somebody who wants to repent of their sins. There may be somebody who want to make a change in their life. There may be somebody that's tired of doing the drugs, tired of running and ripping the streets of sin, tired of living any old kind of way, tired of the drinking, glory to God, tired of the smoking, of the dope, my Lord, tired of shooting the needles in their arms, taking all kinds of drugs. You may be tired. You can give this to Jesus. Give your life to the Lord while you have a chance. You can change. You can change today. We're going to turn our hearts and minds toward a word of prayer. We know God. We know he's able for you. What he has done for us, he saved us, and he brought us out, and he can do the same for you. At this time, we're going to ask that Evangelist Amin lead us in a word of prayer. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Lord,
thank you,
Heavenly
Jesus.
Father, in the name of
thank
Jesus,
you.
Lord, we come before you and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your holy
thank
name,
you.
Lord. We
thank
you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus, for this broadcast. Oh, God,
thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for having mercy
thank
upon
you,
us and giving us another chance, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
come
Jesus.
To you, Lord, and we hold ourselves asking you to have mercy on our souls.
Have mercy.
We need
God.
You, oh
yes,
God.
Lord,
God. Lord Jesus.
Lord
Jesus.
Lord
Jesus.
Lord
have mercy, Jesus. Lord. We pray, God, that you will save our dying souls everywhere. That you will lay your hand upon them right now, oh God.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody tonight has repented
Jesus,
of their sins.
Jesus, Jesus,
and we
yes,
ask
Lord.
You, Lord, to forgive them, oh God, and
again.
Save their souls. Oh, Lord Jesus, you've given us this promise of eternal life. And we are praying, Lord, that you will help your people to believe.
Oh,
God, according to the scripture.
And
to believe
I was
as the scripture has said. In the
so
name of Jesus. Oh, God,
it's
move
so
by your power bed. Right now. Manifest
your
strength.
You put your phone on mute.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, send on help right now, God. Send on deliverance and power, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Down here waiting on you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're waiting on you.
Waiting on you, Jesus.
Waiting
on you, Jesus. Move by your power. In
the
name
of Jesus. By your mighty power,
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, God.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. Save somebody, Lord. Help
somebody
to respond your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
And how much
you
need,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Pray right now, God.
Yes,
Lord. That you will obtain your healing virtue. That you will heal and deliver. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Wonders. Oh, God, what miracles. We know
yes,
you have the power.
What a miracle, Lord.
We know you're able to
you
do
got
all
the power, Lord.
We're depending on you right now.
We're depending on you,
stop Jesus. By, Lord, and just a miracle.
Jesus,
stop
Jesus.
Stop
Jesus.
By, Lord, and bring
fix
the
it, Lord.
Stop by, oh, God, and
fix
bring
it,
happiness.
In the name
Lord,
of the Lord, right now, Lord.
By, Lord,
us,
Lord, and work things.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank
right
you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We're depending on you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're
depending on
you. Oh, my God, help us to be ready, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Prepare us, oh, Lord.
for the last day, oh God, in the day when the trumpet sounds, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we want to rise unto eternal life and not to everlasting contempt or shame. Lord, help us.
Help us
to be ready. Oh,
yes,
my
help
God,
us to be ready.
Time to leave this world.
Help us.
Have your way in our lives, oh God. Let
yes,
your
Lord.
Will be done. Will we pray that you'll
bless
this ministry, Lord. Let it grow. Let it prosper.
Bless it, Lord.
In the mighty name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Let
oh
God,
souls
yes,
be blessed everywhere.
Yes,
every
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Receive a blessing in a
yes,
special
Lord.
Way, oh Lord. We are praying, God, for those who are on the prayer list. Lord, we
yes,
ask that you will remember them tonight, one by
yes,
one,
Lord.
And name by name.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord, in a special
yes,
manner.
Yes,
please,
yes,
Lord
yes.
Jesus,
rebuke
the pain and the
yes,
yes,
Lord.
You can
pain, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You can. Oh, my God. Heal and make everywhere whole.
Yes,
you
Lord.
You know you have the power and you can
you
do
got
everything.
The power, Lord.
Oh, God, we're going to demand
right
now.
Too hard for you,
yes,
Lord.
We're praying, Lord, that you will lay your hand
Jesus.
Upon him and take away the pain. In the
yes.
name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of
God, Jesus. Heal that nerve in the
yes,
sciatic region.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
In the name
God.
Of God right now. Touch him right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
touch
yes,
him
Lord.
Right now, Jesus.
Oh,
oh
God.
God. Rebuke that pain, Lord.
After you remember that young man, oh God,
yes,
lay your hand upon him,
Jesus.
Touch his body.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Look on, Lord.
Rebuke
Lord.
The enemy, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Find
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Rebuke
yes,
him.
Yes, Lord. God, have mercy.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, you may use
off your people, Lord.
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, remember all of those whose names were called on the
yes,
prayer
Lord.
List, Lord, one
yes,
by
Lord.
One. Name by name, we're praying,
thank
God,
Lord.
That
thank
you will hear
Jesus.
Their cry, that you will grant them their petition. Let
thank
it be done, Lord, according to your holy will.
Yes,
we
yes.
believe you, oh God, and we are
yes.
taking you at your word.
Lord,
Lord
yes.
we thank you right now. Thank,
thank
you for
you,
your patience
thank
with
you,
us, Lord. Thank
you
for
your love.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank you,
glory, 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 yes, Lord, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you,
Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord, we magnify you and we lift you up, Lord. We ask you to ever touch, Lord.
Yes.
Strengthen the speaker on the
mic. Lord Jesus.
Right now, God, bless her and anoint her the more.
Lord, the more.
Service.
Yes,
encourage Evander's name.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
And bless her in a great and a mighty
yes,
way.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And
yes,
every
Lord.
Lord,
Jesus.
God,
Jesus.
Right now that you
yes,
have
Lord
them
Jesus.
One by one and name by name.
Yes,
Lord, let it be done right now, Lord.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus. Bless them.
We need it right now. We count it.
God, it has done.
Thank you, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the
yes.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Praise
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Let
yes,
us
thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I do thank and praise God for the beautiful message coming through Evangelist Edmond. The songwriter said, standing on the promises of God. Truly, that's what we're doing. We're standing on the promises of God. And I thank God for that message because it was a very timely message in a time like this. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the prayer, for that anointing prayer, because I tell you, prayer changes things. Now, I just thank and praise God for all things. Thank God for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, also for Evangelist Edmond. Thank God for the word of God. Asking you all to pray much for me.
God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his beautiful remarks, encouraging, and also words of encouragement. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast. And at this time, we thank God also for Sister Cheryl, who read the opening scripture.
Amen.
Beautiful. Yes. Praise the Lord. We just thank God because God is real. Amen.
He
praise
is.
The Lord. So let us continue to tune in and listen to the word of God and take it throughout the week. Focus on that word. Praise God. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Nate.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen and for that beautiful prayer. The anointing came.
Amen.
Thank
yes.
God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Prayer, I know that prayer changes things.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes,
I thank
Amen.
God. I thank God for that eternal life. You know, you have people, they are trying to sustain their life, their trying to have long life. They're out there running. They're exercising. They're lifting weights. They're trying to eat properly. But that's not the life I'm talking about. I'm talking about the spiritual life, this life in Christ Jesus. Because after you can finish exercising and lifting weights and running and eating right, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you will be lost. You'll be left behind. The Bible said bodily exercise profiteth little. It profiteth some. But that's not what's going to keep you or cause you to have everlasting life, a life that never ends in Christ. Glory to God. And I think about all this heat that we are dealing with down here. Glory to God. The Bible lets us know you don't have to worry about that heat no more. Not up there. The sun is not going to beam down on you and cause you to get overheated. I tell you, the Lord is good. He's a strong day of trouble. I tell you, the Lord, he's able to take us through whatever we're going through down here. He's able to save you if you believe. You've got to believe. If you don't believe, well, then it's going to be of none effect to you. You will be lost. But I just thank God for that anointed prayer coming to Evangelist Hameen. Thank God for his word. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija. The two of them, they have been faithful. They have been very faithful down through the almost a year, is not quite a year yet for me, about six months for me, but they have been faithfully contributing to this broadcast, and I thank the Lord for that. Also, thank the Lord for Missionary Mac and Sandra Cynthia and Sister Cheryl for assisting me. I thank the Lord for them and everyone that has been a blessing and that has been of support to this broadcast. And we pray that you continue to listen into this broadcast and that you will receive a blessing from the Lord. At this time, we thank the Lord for all things. If that's it, anyone else have anything to say for every one of you? And we look forward to being back here Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you. This brings the broadcast to a close.